43 degrees at 8:56. Time to check commodity markets on this Monday, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. It's pretty quiet here to start another week. Of course, the last few trading days of October this week, we do have first notice day for November futures on Wednesday, so that could be a little bit of a market mover, but we continue to be range-bound here as the market awaits the November 8th crop report. So next week we'll have an update on production for both corn and soybeans, some demand changes likely, and that'll adjust ending stocks as well. So the market will start talking about that as we get a little closer into next week, but right now we continue to see pretty choppy trade. We did start a little higher, but the market's faded somewhat. Beans now lower, corn and wheat back to close to unchanged. Active harvest out west, but a little quieter on harvest as we head east, as they did have some rain as we move through Indiana and Ohio this weekend. So pretty good progress from Illinois and east at this point, but still quite a bit of work to be done out to the west here as they continue to play catch up from some of those rains they saw back in late September. Estimates for crop progress here this afternoon, expecting corn somewhere in that 65 to 67% done, beans right around 70%. That's going to still be a slight below average pace, but definitely catching up here after last week's good progress. December corn at 368 and a quarter, that's up a half a cent. March corn at 380 and three quarters, up three quarters. May corn at 388 and a quarter, that's up one quarter. November soybeans at 943 and a quarter, down one and three quarters. Jan beans at 856 and a half, down one and a quarter. March at 869 and three quarters, down a penny and a quarter. December wheat at 505 and three quarters, up a half a cent. March Chicago wheat at 524 and a quarter, that's unchanged. December KC wheat, 501 and a half, up a penny and a quarter. March at 527 and a quarter, that's up one half. Livestock markets are mixed here. October cattle here about ready to go off the board here in a couple of days at 114.22, up 35. December cattle 118.05, down 35. November feeders 154.52, down 27. Jan feeders 149.77, that's up 7. December hogs 59.12, up $1.20. February hogs at 67.02, up 65. Otherwise, news today, export inspections out here this morning. Like I mentioned, crop progress out this afternoon. Expecting the market continue to be somewhat choppy this week. Equity markets back up a little bit here this morning. Brazil continues to have a pretty active pace to planting ag rule. Estimated Brazil bean planting at 46% done versus the average of 28%. So overall conditions in South America here as we get started on their planting season looks pretty favorable so far in both Brazil and Argentina, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Well, thanks a lot for that update.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington on this Monday. Quick look at current conditions. We're seeing plenty of sunshine so far this morning and temperatures into the lower 40s across central Illinois. We're at 43 right now in Urbana with a west wind around 5 miles per hour, up to 40 degrees in Bloomington Normal, also 40 degrees in Decatur, 41 in Danville, 45 now in Charleston Mattoon, and 42 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today, a high of 61 degrees, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, dropping to a low of 45 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, a few showers possible, and a high of 68. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.